The Better Boyfriends Radiophonic Theater presents Episode 1-1, The Power of Crisis Compels You.
Why are you listening to me? It's not as simple as it probably seems. It's not as if we, the Better Boyfriends, wanted to leave our normal, functional, socially mandated lives in order to return to the world of avant-garde, dick-and-balls-based comedy. But rather, we had to. In order to address the appearance of some devilish imposters who have the gall to refer to themselves as Better Boyfriends. Better Boyfriends, indeed. I am, of course, referring to Better Boyfriends Records out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let us talk for a moment about these Better Boyfriends. Example. This dude's phone number has a 225 area code. Know where that is? Hurricane Country. Clearly, these people are no threat, nor are they Better Boyfriends, and yet still they trouble me. Eric Burns, for his own part, has suggested that we do the following. Quote, these so-called Better Boyfriends must be stopped, and I don't mean a mollycoddling putting a stop to, I mean a tasteless, shame-spiral-inducing, rape, plunder, and pillage sort of prevenge on these poor, unsuspecting fools. End quote. Big ups and mad creds to Mr. Burns for using the term shame spiral and mollycoddling within the same vicious rant. The following piece, which we've titled The Power of Crisis Compels You, is a gentle little blend of old shit which we didn't think was very funny and new shit which hopefully is a lot funnier. Without more ado, ladies and gentlemen, an open challenge to Better Boyfriends Records out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Episode 1.1. The Power of Crisis Compels You.
Yes, folks, this miracle of shaving razor science has produced a unit so compact in form, so precise in its attack, and so comfortable to grip that your morning shave can never again be the same. Using the same technology that NASA employed to hurl monkeys at the moon, and outfitted with over 10,000 micro blades spinning at a combined rate approaching the speed of sound, there is no razor on the market today that'll leave your face feeling so well loved. Watch now as I demonstrate on this cat. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. That's right, folks. All over my new suit. Well, Joe Consumer, tell me what you think of that. Answer me, you son of a...
And now, news from men dressed like magicians.
Good evening, America. This is your Channel 47 5 o'clock news. Now in other news, Strom Thurmond, an awfully old man, dies. James Strom Thurmond, former mayor of Old Man Land, died today. Currently, his body is lying in repose at the South Carolina State House in Columbia, South Carolina. Wait, this just in. We're receiving word now that Strom Thurmond's body is not lying in repose at the South Carolina State House in Columbia, South Carolina, after all, but is instead lying in an extreme condition of soul-ripping anguish and dismay at the northwest entrance to Hades. We take you there now.
Steve, it was a sight that would have best remained unseen this afternoon, as here at the portal to eternal unrest, the oldest man in the world fought valiantly to keep his failing grip on the door jamb of the dam, until he was at last sucked off by the rate like vacuum tubes that pepper the greasy, throw-up-smelling walls of this bottomless pit of hefty, monster-packed suffering. Even now, you can see behind me that...
Hey, you're right there near the golf course, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right, Steve.
I'll tell you what, I cursed God myself there once or twice. Four!
Yeah, indeed, Steve. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I guess you could say he's not so much lying in state as lying in a state of unrelenting agony.
Yeah, I guess you could, Steve, you jackass. Don't know why you'd want to, though. It's not like it's relevant to the news or anything.
Now, other news.
Well, we can just about make out now the figures of the president and the first lady as they approach the body.
Go on now, George. You be a good boy and you say goodbye to Strom.
Well, alrighty. But I don't see much sense in it. I mean, we just got here and all. Okay, goodbye, Strom. We'll see you, buddy.
That's right, George. Now the healing can begin.
Hey, hold up a minute there, Laura. I don't think you heard me. Goodbye, Strom. Strom. Strom.
Goodbye! Ah, damn, man, old critter went and fell fast asleep on me. Hey, Strom! Strom, wake up, buddy! Wake up, y'all! Come on, wake up here!
Oh, George, no! For goodness sake, George, let him go!
Hey, Strom! Strom! Quit funning me, Strom! Come on, quit messing with George, you old coot! Go, come on, Strom! Strom!
Oh, George, you've got to try to understand. Strom had to go to heaven to be with the angels and the little baby Jesus.
I don't get it.
He's dead, George.
Shut up!
Don't sass, George!
You don't sass, George!
Gosh, Professor! I just don't understand why I can't eat sand!
Well, young sir, let me see if I can explain it to you in terms that even your stupid child's mind can understand. Come over here by my giant science chart.
Golly!
Yeah, who knew, right? You see, Jimmy, your brain is just like the hard drive on a computer. And if you pour sand into a hard drive, Jimmy, what happens?
Gosh, I don't know.
Well, you fall asleep and you die, stupid. Oh, that's right, Jimmy. You little son of a gun. Let it all out. Your weeping is like food to me.
You're a tool. A tool of dark forces. And you've got pieces of ground up cat all over your blouse. What the hell are you? Some kind of a freak or something?
And now Channel 52 brings you the Channel 52 5 o'clock news, featuring the award-winning 5 at 5 news team, the only news team in the Tri-County area not dressed like magicians, but instead like fucking newsmen. Featuring big bad Bruce Barleytar behind the Channel 52 news desk. A man who's always at the ready to swing the steel baton that bangs the Channel 52 flaming news gong.
Now that's fucking news.
High in the sky, say hello to Bruiser McCain, the only man enough to man the Channel 52 news copter.
I've drunk so much natural light, I've gone fucking blind, man, but that's not gonna stop me from driving this whirly bird. I'll whoop the moon's ass if it looks at me cross-eyed.
And that doesn't make any sense. Next, meet our man on the scene, Fancy Dan Buttertongue.
Here on the streets, I've got my nose to the ground, my fingers on the pulse, and my arm halfway up the ass of news.
And finally, Sparky, the news mime. And Richard Widmark as the Mangler.
Badgers.
Now, take it away, Bruce.
Good evening, America. This is your Channel 52 News at 5. Tonight, the National Weather Service has announced that the township of Peavine, Oklahoma, must be evacuated as quickly as possible. In the wake of warnings that the towering twister the media has dubbed the Desert Bitch will be crossing Peavine's path in just under 72 hours. However, because the median annual income of Peavine is less than $18,000 a year, because their chief export is off-brand industrial rendered offal, and because most of the population is Irish, we've decided that we, the people of America, just don't care. Here at Channel 52, we deal in fucking news, goddammit! Not some load of back-page hogmaw! Not some bird's crop of sick gossip for gibbering school marms! Get out, Peavine idiots! Big storms are coming! There! That's all this news station is gonna say about it! Hey, Peavine, evacuate yourself, ugly! Good, Peavine, you've been warned, moving on! In other news, wait! This just in, we've been... shit, hold on. Hello? Oh, there we go. This just in, we've received intelligence that there's a non-Irish white person currently situated in Peavine who is in grave danger of being mowed down by the dervish blast, the desert bitch herself. Red hot titty! Now that's fucking news. We're taken out of the scene as perceived by ace drunkard Bruiser McCain, who is in the process of steering the Channel 52 news copter straight in the path of that terrific storm. Bruiser, can you tell us what you see?
Bruce, everything they say is true. It's incredibly difficult to fly a helicopter in the path of a tornado. Then they get a stop me, Bruce. They ain't gonna stop me because I'm crazy, Bruce. Crazy about news. Fucking nut piles of news, man. Coming your way with a bullet.
Bruiser, it looks like you're having troubles even staying alive.
That ain't no shit, Bruce. My Indian guy told me we're carrying too much weight, so I broke him in half. Yes, Bruce. Yes, it was wrong. That's just the kind of crazy bastard I am.
Yes, Bruiser, this is some fucking news you just told me, so I imagine you'll be wanting a lawyer then.
No way, Bruce. I'm thinking what I'm really going to be wanting is an ambulance or a priest, because only one of us up here is going to leave this goddamn sky alive. And that Twister's got the most powerful mean temperament I've ever fucking seen. I'm going to get my licks in while I can. You can fucking believe that for a fucking fact. We're going in, all the way in.
Bruiser, Bruiser, can you hear me? Are you still receiving us? Bruiser.
People just look like ants from up here, Bruce. Fucking ants, man. Life has no meaning, man.
Bruiser.
Oh, shit, I'm inside, man. I'm inside the eye of the fucking storm, Bruce. I'm punching the eye of the storm, motherfucker. I'm throwing my enemies at it, Brucey. You ain't taking me, you fucking bitch. Don't tell me, motherfucker.
That was some real Steve McQueen-style shit, Bruiser. Go to sleep now, friend. Taketh to thine breast the honorable rest of kings and knights. Knights in white satin. No, no, be still. Be still, my beating steel baton, and help me discover the words fit for it. So long, holy diver. Farewell, shadow dancer. Your news was some fucking good news. And now, reporting from Terra Firma, Fancy Dan Buttertooth gives us the bird's eye lowdown.
Bruce, we now know that the one non-Irish white person caught at the Peavine Esserlube station buying a cup of coffee and a copy of Southern Juggles during the worst tornado scene since the dust rustle of 76 has now been airlifted out of the area by 6 battalions of Natural Guardsmen smothered head to toe in life-saving devices. I'm pleased to report that the Guardsmen and the white person in question are all safe and sound and enjoying a hot glass of cider at the Alumni Club in New Haven.
Fancy Dan, as always, you've given me some serious fucking news.
Still your baton, Bruce, for the story doesn't end there. Believe it or not, there are still nearly 300 residents of Peavine who have refused to evacuate the city. Yes, Bruce, having earned their living from this land for so many generations, they would rather die upon it than abandon it to the desert bitch. I find their noble savagery both inspiring and ridiculous, and one day I shall draw a picture representing my true feelings on the subject. Here are some of them now. It's entirely possible that these pre-civilized creatures have never, ever, ever seen a non-Irish white man before, and so I must take precautions so as not to startle them unduly. I have brought chewing gum and fake IDs, which I hope to exchange for a display of their native folk dances.
More awful, Father?
Mother, I do believe that's the last of the awful. I think we'd best save it.
Greetings, amusing caricatures of pastoral living. May I sit with you for a speller?
It's a visitor, Mother.
Oh, hello there, young man. I regret that we don't have any food to offer you.
Now, Mother, we can always find food for our guests. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, there he is. Come on, Mouse Spotty, in you go. Come on, Spotty, right this way.
Your plate, stranger. My plate? You doddering old codger, this is just an old hat.
Can't afford no crockery.
Your customs are certainly strange, but your offal is delicious. Well, old people, the question on everybody's mind is this. Why won't you stop being so gosh darn stubborn and heed the call to evacuate before it's too late?
Too poor to move.
Ha ha! Heavens, I know how that is. I've been trying to get closer to the city for years, but the price of real estate is just a nightmare.
Can't afford to walk.
Can't afford no shoes.
Can't afford no feet.
We had to sell our feet to the rag picker. Been forced to stick our filed off ankles into wadded up pieces of saran wrap in order to dance our native steps for the tourists.
Well, be that as it may, I think you're being awfully selfish. After the dust settles, Joe Taxpayer is going to foot the bill for your extended stay at Chateau Le Superdome.
I sleep in a pile of broken glass.
Talk, 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 talk. I'm tired of all this talk. I, for one, am not going to sit here and watch you die. Come on, Mother, get his rings.
What?
My rings? Oh, get him! Oh,
get
him!
Oh,
get
him!
Get his legs, Mother!
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Meow.
coming. All right, here I am. All right. People of my America, I regret to inform you that Peavine, Oklahoma is buried under 6 feet of dust and offal. Now, in the wake of our nation's tragedy, I've put an initiative to Congress authorizing me and me alone to form a committee that will elect a consulate whose purpose is the creation of a bipartisan delegation that will have far-reaching authority to outline a strategy for nominating a liberty, terror, freedom, 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 terror, fanatic, click, mac, and renam, liberty, please. Hey, don't you fellas get all worked up over nothing, man. Just calm down there. You just quit your blubbering and worry not no more, because I'm here to tell you, bud. Help is on the way.
Mr. President, how would you respond to the accusation that the only structure the federal government's tornado relief team dedicated any real amount of time to securing for the disaster was the Esalube Station?
Oh, what the fuck, man? What the fuck, man? Now, what? That just ain't fair, man. All right, listen up now. For years now, all you boys been saying that, you know, stuff like that, I don't care nothing about nothing at all except the oil. Like, I have anything to do with the damn oil trade in America, man. All right, I'll tell you what. I've been fixing to do this for a long time, and now y'all have driven me to it. So everybody just listen up here. Look at here. Here in my hand, I have got the secret phone number of the men who really run the oil business in this country. And I'm going to call it up right now and demand that they stand up and explain themselves and say that George Bush, your friend and commandant, doesn't have nothing to do with nothing. All right? Give me that goddamn phone. Hold on there. Oh, no, that's me. Hang on a sec while I get this, right? Hello? 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 Oh, my God, it's coming from inside the White House! Oh, hey, wait a minute. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck, man? Oh, shit, I've not done been snookered. Dad! All right, everybody just calm down a second and listen up, all right? Listen, we all know that what happened in Peavine was a complete tragedy and all that, and all. Everybody's real sad about it and what have you, but listen, fellas, come on, I mean, seriously, we all know that the folks down there wasn't nothing but a bunch of poor, white niggas.
Later, at the President's Secret Hideout on the Moon.
Woo-hee! Boy, oh boy, I am certainly glad that that's over with.
Huzzah!
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was just a bunch of whole lot of rub-a-dub-ding-dong hooey about nothing at all, if you ask me. I mean, concerning that whole Peavine and all that, though. After all, gentlemen, let's be fucking honest with ourselves. Just as many rich people died in that tornado as the poor folks. All right, I know. Yeah, well, Jerry, I had you going there for a minute, though, didn't I? All right, hey, somebody better bring in them damn whores before my nuts blow out my unders. Woo-hee! Dig dong duty. Now that's fucking nudes.
Well, what do you say? Was it funny? Only you can be sure. Send your opinion to contact@betterboyfriends.com under the subject heading, Why I Think the Better Boyfriends Can Go Suck an Egg. Special thanks to our special guest, Big Fucking Giant John. Until next time, this has been the Better Boyfriends Radiophonic Theater Presents, brought to you by Snuts and powered by a tiny little gerbil running around inside Pete's Apple computer. I'm Jeremy Ironsides, and away!
Touch the ground, I'm on